everyone. This particular podcast episode is brought to you by James Lopez, the author of the new exciting book called De Hus Vault, Tale of the First Crusade. Check it out on Amazon today. Again, it's called De Hus Vault, A Tale of the First Crusade.
Thanks for hitting that button. You are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, guys, you ready to rock? Are you excited? Well, sit back and enjoy, and welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hey, everyone, if you're into historical fiction, then check out the new book by James Lopez called De Hus Vault, A Tale of the First Crusade, a book about a young knight who fights under the order of the Pope to recapture the city of Jerusalem until a stranger changes his beliefs about the post-proclamation. Find out more when you buy the book on Amazon.com. Check it out today. Available in both Kindle format and paperback. Hi, everyone. This is your host, Mark the Shark. I want everybody to know that not only do I have this podcast, I have another podcast about the sport of mixed martial arts. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out my other podcast called The Mark the Shark MMA Show. And if you want to be on that show or this show, make sure you contact me on Facebook at Mark the Shark MMA Show. And that's my Facebook channel. Or you can go to my website, www.markwithac.com. Again, it's www.markthesharkmmashow.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at mark_ritorto2. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore Ritorto, R-I-T-O-R-T-O, 2. That's for Instagram, or Mark BJJ Fighter on Twitter. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channels. I got the Rockin' with Mark YouTube channel. That's Rockin' with Mark with a C again. Or the Mark the Shark MMA Show, all on YouTube. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast and keep on listening.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Driggs, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. I hope everyone's having a great day. We have a great episode in store for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
During World War II, I was in prison in a Nazi camp. I died there, or so I thought. Instead, I became a creature of the dark world. Now I fight to protect my daughter. I am Marcus the Vampire. The book is now available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and RitortoFamilyBooks.com.
This is Elizabeth Knittle, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right. Welcome, everybody, back to the Mark the Shark Show. And today we got a special guest, Elizabeth Knittle. She's a business owner and an entrepreneur and a life coach. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, today's a little out of sorts, though, because of the weather, you know, cleaning the driveway and so forth and running around, getting this in and dealing with the kids and everything. But we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you and how you got into the business. I believe you had your own business, Pure Love and Beauty, and then you kind of geared towards more online. I'm assuming you still do both.
I do. I'm actually in my studio right now. So behind me, that is my treatment room. But it's really great because this is my third location, and it's a private studio. So when COVID hit, obviously everything shut down and I'm an esthetician, so I do facials and waxing and things that are, you know, very within 6 inches of somebody else. And so that obviously was not happening. And so I have an interesting life story, and I can help a lot of people. And I was running. I'm a big runner, and I just got called and like got this message that I was supposed to help heal more women than I could do one-on-one in my studio. And I was listening to a lot of podcasts at the time for trying to market online my studio. And so that just sort of led into my journey into life coaching.
Okay. Now, what made you start before you went online, you know, because of COVID or whatever, what made you start your own studio? Was that something you always wanted to do when you were growing up as a kid, or was it a change? Like, did you work for someone else and decide you didn't like it and then you chose to do the studio?
So I always wanted to work in a spa. I got my first facial when I was 13, and it was like the most magical place that I'd ever been. And my mom's, one of her good friends was the nutritionist there. So I went to college and studied nutrition. And then I learned that nutritionists work in basically hospitals and cafeterias. And it's a lot of TPN. It's a lot of just anatomy and chemistry, and it was not what I thought. So then I went to school for aesthetics and became an esthetician. And when I got divorced when I was 30 and I started to work, after working for like 2 months for somebody else, I was approached by one of the most honored, just best estheticians that are around here. And she asked me to come work with her. And she said, but I don't want you to work for me. I want to teach you how to have your own business. And I had recently gotten sober at the time. And one of the women that I was working with, her business was helping women become entrepreneurs and start their own businesses. So I had these two really awesome women holding my hand and showing me how to open a business and to do it, you know, legally and all the ropes, really. And so I had an aesthetics mentor and then a business mentor really just showing me the way. And I knew I always wanted to be in a spa, but I never imagined that I would have my own. And now I've been doing this since 2013.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of like a unique story. So you weren't scared going out on your own, or like they showed you how to ropes, like how to get like an SBA loan and all that?
I didn't even actually have to do that. The esthetician backed me, and I was able to, she had such an overflow. I was actually able to pay her back like within 3 months.
Oh, wow.
It was like, yeah, it was crazy. It was a wild experience, and going through it, and I was like newly sober, and it was just all these God moments, all these things, just, you know, it was amazing. And now I can't imagine going and working a 9 to 5 or, you know, working in somewhere else. Like,
oh, wow. So you didn't have to really market much. She kind of like fed you the business, so to speak, right? The clientele.
Right. And so we did do some advertising, but where I live is very small. And so it's a lot of word of mouth. But when I opened up this location, I had taken some time between this location and my previous location. So I was doing a lot of research about online marketing, because in social media marketing and all of that, I had been using social media for like family stuff prior to it with the kids and stuff, and then got off social media completely and sort of restarted just using it for my businesses.
Okay. Now, Then you, so now you still have that, I guess, because businesses are allowed to open up, and then you started your life coach business. Now, if you can explain to people, because not everybody will know what a life coach is, like what is life coach? Like, what does a life coach do? What are the benefits of having a life coach? Because I've hear like in, because I also do an MMA podcast, and I know some MMA fighters actually have like some type of coach. I think they refer to them as life coaches too sometimes. So if you can explain to the audience like what a life coach is.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. There's so many different types of life coaches. But basically it's somebody who has kind of gotten unstuck, like been where you are. And I really am a transformation coach and can help people really transform, go from feeling stuck to and not knowing what they want or even who they are. A lot of times we become just the mom or the job, or you know, we get stuck in these like identifying roles that we lose ourselves. Okay. You know, they say men often will go through a midlife crisis, but I really think that everybody does. And really realizing and getting to know and love yourself for who you are. And then figuring out what your dreams are and that you can actually accomplish them, call them in. And because I think we get so busy in day to day, especially when there's kids involved and, you know, and work and everything, it's so easy to get caught up in the day to day. And then months go by, years go by, and a lot of people are unhappy. And I really focus on celebrating wins, celebrating small wins. I also am intuitive and do a lot of healing work. And so I do energy work with Reiki, and it's amazing to see from week to week how quickly people's lives can change just by shifting their energy and shifting their state of mind and the way that their perspective, the way they see things. You can go from A to Z so much quicker with somebody showing you, so you don't have to make the same mistakes. Or, you know, sometimes when we learn things on our own, we can make it really difficult. But if somebody's guiding us or showing us the way to our unique dreams, and everybody is very unique and valuable. And I coach in small containers or one-on-one so that everybody feels seen and loved and heard. Because a lot of big coaches, they have huge. I just did a Tony Robbins challenge, which was great. He's so awesome. He's so motivational, but there was like a million people in the group. Right. And that is a lot.
Still around and kicking, huh, that guy? Yeah. Hey, still around. This was like over a decade now, that guy.
Yeah. And I love that you do the MMA fighting. I love, I do like kickboxing and stuff like that, but I love to watch mixed martial arts. Like, I feel like especially when it's like choreography and it's done really well in movies or,
don't even remind me of the movies, man. I used to love watching those movies when I was a kid. In fact,
I can get so into them. It's like really watching a dance.
Yeah. So, the life coaching thing, like, how does that, they contact you through your website, or is it like, how did you get your word out there? Because it's not like, I guess people Google like life coaches, or is there, like, how does someone find?
Yeah, I mean, you can Google anything.
How does someone find you? Like, if I need to be guided, I mean, do you work with men or just women, or is it just?
I work primarily with women, but I do have some men that I work with. And I do a lot of social media marketing. I have a website, And I have had, since I've been an esthetician and have had a website forever, if you Google me, I do come up because I've had a business since 2013. So I was able to, I have, it's under the same umbrella. So it's a multi-use website. So that way, but really.
So everybody's listening, it's called PureLoveAndBeauty.com. She's got all her information there. But I was just wondering, like someone who listening to you, who's like, oh, maybe I want to become a life coach. Like, how did they get their name out there? Is it mostly social media marketing, or they talk to Tom Robbins, whatever his name is, and he gives them a one-on-one seminar on marketing 101, or how does that work?
Well, so I do a lot of social media marketing, and then it's a lot. I mean, like any industry, when you get into it, it gets a lot smaller. And so there's a lot of networking. I do a lot of collaborations and podcasts. I love to do podcasts and get on and talk to different people. And there's just, it's a neat way to meet people and to, you know, get your name in front of other people too. You never know who's looking or who is good when you're going to say something that strikes a chord with somebody.
Now, have you thought of starting your own podcast, like a life coach podcast, or?
I've been on like 9, I think. And so I have thought about it, because I do love to go, live on Instagram and Facebook, and I just like to share information all the time, but I haven't done anything about it yet, but it is something that I've thought about. Do you enjoy doing it?
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes it can, you know, you get like people, it's strange. Like, I've had people like that want to show up and then they don't show up. I've had people who, like, I was just telling people this the other day. Like, I had a person say they want to be on the show. Mm-hmm. They paid me. They never even scheduled it. I contacted the person. I'm like, here's my calendar. Set it up. I keep contacting them. I don't know, maybe because they're in a different country. And then I had someone last week from Ireland. I think she was from Ireland or London. Mm-hmm. She was supposed to do it. She paid, she never showed up. So it's like weird. So that's like the one thing that I guess, like, for podcasters, like, some podcasters are really good. There's different types. Like, you could be a podcaster by yourself. You could be like mm-hmm. me. I like interviewing people. I like interaction, right?
Right. I really like people who have partners
and they talk about a certain topic.
Right.
I like that as well. But since I'm by myself, like this, I'm not really the type of person to sit. I've done it for my other podcast because I had to do it because mm-hmm. I had some people not show up for there and I just got annoyed. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do it by myself for now, where I just review mm-hmm. fights. But, you know, once in a while I get boring, I don't want to hear my own voice. So that's kind of like why
it's sort of funny to talk to yourself for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
When your mouth gets dry.
Yeah, like this, that's why I started this one. I'm like, well, MMA, I don't know. I guess because it was COVID, there weren't too many fights. Or I don't know. Meanwhile, their promoters be like, yeah, I got this fighter. He's fighting. Get him on your show. I'm like, sure. You know, I wasn't even charging them. I'm like, just get him on the show. And right. I'm doing them a favor and they wouldn't show. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I start my other podcast, which is this one. And I figured, all right, because my reason why I started is I have two main interests. One is entrepreneurship, which mm-hmm. I like talking to individuals like yourself who just randomly start a business. Sometimes it's out of our head. Sometimes it's an existing business or business owners, right? Mm-hmm. And listen to their strategies. And then I like talking to, well, there's a third option, musicians that have YouTube channels, because I also have a YouTube channel. For those listening, I have another YouTube channel called The Rock and the Mark Show, where I do guitar lessons, guitar gear reviews. And I also, which people who listen to this podcast don't know, is I also interview musicians. They either have their other YouTube channel that's popular, right? So then that draws traffic to mine. Or I had a guy on my show who was an up-and-coming artist. You know, he was like in his mid-40s, maybe. And he just said, screw it, I'm going to start my own record. And he just did it. And he's, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, that sounds interesting. And then I also help out authors, too. Because, I've written 2 books, but I don't really go into that anymore. But I know there's other people who are into writing and they want to make a living writing books and they're into that. So I find that all interesting. So I figured, all right, let me just do this one. That's why I did it. I still like the MMA one. Like I said, after this, I'm interviewing a UFC fighter. But to answer your question, do I like it? Yes. But everyone could be like Joe Rogan, where you got like all these like, you know, interesting guests. You know, he's got like the latest actor and the latest, you know, he's got like David Lee Roth from Van Halen on the show, you know, because he's got all his connections. And he can actually probably hold a podcast by himself just talking.
Right. You know, some people are great at that. Some people can really hold my attention and it is just them talking.
Yeah.
But then truthfully, like when they would have a guest that had written a book or had their own podcast or was a coach or something, that's how I really got, you know, found my way through the coaching industry. And you find people that resonate with you and then some people that get on your nerves and you know.
Well, for you, I don't know if you, like, I think like if you're really, because I know you got the nail salon, that's probably like your...
No, it is not a nail salon.
I mean, it's
a skincare studio.
Student skincare studio. Correction. Sorry. You got your own skincare studio. And that's probably like your main gig right now. And then you got the life coach thing. But I'm thinking like maybe, but it depends. I don't know how much content you can come out with if you had the podcast, right?
And give out advice.
I don't know, like weekly advice or monthly advice. I don't know.
I'm really active. So it's really about 50-50. And it's nice because I can go and do a couple facials and then have a couple coaching sessions. And, you know, that's my day.
Yeah.
And pump out.
Yeah, you already put the content out on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Say what now?
You already talk about your life coaching, I guess, like weekly or daily on your social media, right?
Right. So I
but and then what I you could do is upload that to like YouTube or Spotify.
So I've been I think like that I want to do I publish a YouTube channel, but then I was trying to figure out, like, I took a course that was had so many people and it was really overwhelming, but there's so much to YouTube and the editing and it's a lot. It's just a completely different kind of.
That's why sometimes I think like, that's why like for this one, it's mainly just the podcast. Like the MMA show had a YouTube podcast. I would stream live. That's why sometimes it's like just, you know, the podcast, you just talk, maybe a little editing, you know, and then you just upload and you're done. YouTube, it's like, you know, you got to have an inch, like, depends. I know I've seen some people that have like a lot of viewers, how I don't know. They like their video quality is not that good. They just do a 2-minute video and then they got like 100,000 subscribers. And then you got others that only got 15,000 subscribers and you know they did a lot of editing. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, you take what you already put on Facebook, you could probably upload that to like Spotify or whatever.
I did like VIP and I asked the question. I was like, can I just go stream live and just talk and then that and not edit? And they were like, you could talk for 45 minutes and edit it down to a 7-minute video and that's going to get more views. And I was like, yes, that makes sense. And it sounds like a lot of work.
Like, you could also just stream live. like
right, and that's what I just do through Zoom.
Get a Twitch channel, Facebook,
or I'll go put it on your Facebook,
on your a feed on your website. Those are just ideas, but anyway. But getting back to your life coach now, how do you? Sorry, so you go through a lot of social media promotions, you do the Facebook and so forth, and then how does it? Do you take people's insurance or is it?
No, I don't take insurance. I had one client and she was doing something with her company, but it never goes through me. I have group containers or like group courses or one-on-one. We meet for either, you know, some of them are 8-week programs, some of them are 12 weeks, some of them are 16 weeks. And then, I always do free alignment calls to make sure that we're in alignment and that it's a good match, because there's a lid for every pot, you know, and you want to talk to people and make sure that my program is right for them. And if not, I have such a great network of coaching friends and, you know, support that I can say, if we're not a great fit, this person probably, you know, I can send you somewhere. But that doesn't happen that often because I put out so much content. People are drawn to me specifically for what the kind of content that I put out.
And for everybody listening, you just go to her website, pureloveandbeauty.com. If you're in the area and you want to
life coaching treatment,
you can stop by her spa. But if you're interested in life coaching, there's an option there where you can book an appointment and so forth.
Yeah, you can book a free call there too.
Yep, he's got her number. You can give her a call and contact her and everything like that. It was great having you on the show.
That was so fun.
Interesting talk. And then hopefully, let me know if you ever decide to do a podcast or a YouTube channel. Let me know.
Absolutely, I would love to have you on. And so, yeah, definitely. When does and let me know when this airs and everything.
Promote
it. Do you how do you advertise your podcast?
I use social media too, you know, Facebook, okay. Twitter, Instagram. Those are my main three, but mostly Facebook. I post on Instagram and Twitter, but what I like about Facebook is that you have groups.
All right. Yes.
So for example, right. For my MMA podcast, I'll go to MMA groups and post links there. If it's my Rocking with Mark YouTube channel, then I go to Qatar groups, right? Or if I'm doing a review of a particular type of guitar, like a brand of guitar, I'll go to that group for that. Twitter, I just throw it out there. I mean,
We connected through Facebook.
I got followers and stuff, but it's Facebook I just seem to like better because you can pick the groups, and I think that helps a lot. And then
sort of gives you your niche.
Find a little niche, and then like for the MMA one, I used to do a live Twitch feed and then put it on YouTube. Now I'm mostly focusing on this one and my YouTube channel. But like, you know, I'm putting out an MMA episode today after you got a fighter interview. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But yeah, it was, like I said, it was great having you on the show. And everybody don't forget to check out our website. If you need a life coach or if you're in her area, stop by. It's pureloveandbeauty.com.
Absolutely. Right. If you need a life coach, if you feel like you need some help, I'll contact you.
Definitely. All right, everybody. That's a wrap for this week's episode. Stay tuned. And again, thanks for listening. Keep following The Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. Well, fortunately, all good things must come to an end, and that's all we have for this particular podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep following my podcast here, The Mark the Shark Show, and keep listening and look out for future podcast episodes.